Just after 12 o'clock, Sunday lunchtime in the capital of Europe. Hello, I'm Paul McNally. We are the Bulleted Brussels in English on Bruz. This week, coming to you from a home office somewhere in Skarvik. I said last week it had been a strange week. This week, stranger still. Coronavirus restrictions have forced us all to change the way we live and work. If you are new to the programme this week, if you've been searching around for English radio in Brussels and you have found us, hello, welcome to the family. We are here as the radio programme for Brussels International Community. We would like to hear from you as well. How have you been dealing with this past week? You can always contact us on Skype. You search for The Bulleted, you'll see our logo, add us there and leave a message. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. We are _TheBulleted. And also by email, it is webmaster@thebulleted.be. It would be great to hear from you today. We're going to hear from some Bulleted regulars to find out how they've been dealing with this past week. Also, what freelancers can do to get through these difficult times. And lots of ideas and tips on how to keep busy during the coronavirus shutdown. Plus, of course, today, the fourth anniversary of the Brussels terror attacks. The commemorations for that have been postponed. It's The Bulleted in English until one. Yes. The Bulleted on Bruz. Feeling peckish? Want to visit your favourite restaurant right now? Probably, yeah. But we will have to make do with a delivery or a takeaway. And our friends at Visit Brussels have compiled a really handy list of which restaurants are still open and doing takeaway and delivery during the shutdown. Go to the English section of visit.brussels, you will see it there. If you want to go to the opera or to see a theatre performance, then that can be done as well. De Munt La Monnaie have started offering a virtual spring season. They're putting 7 of their past productions online for viewing, including Macbeth Underworld. All the details for that, if you want to go to the opera this afternoon, you just need to go to lamonnaie.be. Alternatively, maybe head off to the Théâtre National. They have put some of their recent performances online free of charge as well. Lots of ideas of how to keep busy during the coronavirus shutdown are on thebulleted.be right now, and we'd love to hear your ideas as well. Brussels in English, you are with The Bulleted on Bruz. It has been a challenging week for us all, and it's going to continue for quite some time. And a particularly challenging time for freelancers, the self-employed, who have suddenly found work dry up. We're going to hear now from Jenny Bjorklof. She is the community manager of Freelancers in Belgium, a community of more than 3,000 members. She's been bombarded with questions this week on what freelancers can do. She's got some helpful tips for us, but first I started by asking her how the past few days have been for her.
The past week, I went into self-quarantine on Wednesday. Then it kind of hit me that, oh God, this is going to be huge. And then, so that was Wednesday. So I decided then and there to stop all my activities as an event organizer. And I turned my LinkedIn workshop online. So I had 2 booked LinkedIn workshops that I turned completely online. And then I also decided not to go and see any friends anymore or go to the gym or anything. And then on Thursday evening, they broadcasted exactly this. And that was a week ago. And then on Monday, I saw that people were scrambling in the group, in the Freelancers in Belgium Facebook group. And I made a big post with all kinds of resources and encouraging words. And since then, I've been, instead of focusing on my business, focusing on how I can help.
What have been the most common questions that people have asked?
What kind of financial aid can I get? It's a big one. And also quite a lot of, I don't know, sorrow for being a freelancer and not being supported by the government and by customers. We're all in this, bad situation together, and there's nobody that we can blame. The best is just to look forward and find ways how we can work together again.
You mentioned that financial aid was one of the most common questions. In a nutshell, what help, if any, is there for freelancers?
You can immediately adjust the social security. So you have a cost of, I think it's around 15% about of your income that you pay in social security, which covers for sick leave, maternity leave, paternity leave, and things like this. And also part of your pension. So this payment you don't have to do until next year.
Are you seeing freelancers trying to, you know, when one revenue pool dries up, trying to develop a second one somewhere? And
yes, the trend now is to share your expertise online in a course, building digital products. So productize your expertise, maybe in a book, in videos.
Let's maybe talk a bit more about the emotional support, because this is a really uncertain time for a lot of freelancers, and freelancers often tend to work alone. So what kind of help is out there among the community?
That's why I started the Freelancers in Belgium group from the start, to connect freelancers, to be a sparring partner, to be a sounding board when things are tough. So I think right now it's very important to have access to that community. What I think is super important is to be positive, to see this as a temporary challenge to deal with, so that we can come out of this together stronger.
Yeah.
Into the new normal, and to use this time to really reflect on your business, to make it better, to make you yourself better as a professional. Go to www.freelancersinbelgium.be. The guide will be available there, and also join the Facebook group with the same name, Freelancers in Belgium. And we also have sub-communities for HR professionals, IT professionals, and creatives.
That was Jenny from Freelancers in Belgium. If you are a freelance or self-employed and you are seeking advice and ideas, check out their community online. We are also keeping an up-to-date article on thebulletin.be with all the various measures that are being taken to try to soften the economic fallout of the coronavirus crisis. You can read it now at thebulletin.be. Bruce. Thank you for joining us on The Bulletin this week. Brussels in English on Bruz from a spare room in my house. Culture Quarantine is a Facebook platform which promotes culture during this particularly difficult period of isolation. Artists can publish their work, including live videos, and us, members of the public, can watch, comment, and pledge our support. Check Culture Quarantine on Facebook. You will find it there. Also, the Flemish public broadcaster VRT is making lots of educational programming available online. For that, you need to go to vrt.nu. You're with The Bulletin on Bruz. We're going to catch up with some Bulletin regulars to find out how they have been coping with this uncertain period in Brussels. Starting with our reporter, Richard Harris, who lives downtown. He is our culture reporter. Richard, tell us how the past few days have been for you.
Well, Paul, things have been pretty peaceful downtown. It's been kind of nice, but that's taken care of now, but except for the first couple of days, people just tearing into the supermarkets and buying everything. They seem to be under the misapprehension that this is an earthquake or hurricane, that there's been a break in the supply chain, which there hasn't been. There's plenty of flour and sugar and toilet paper for everyone. I really don't understand the toilet paper obsession, but it is what it is. So now, as of this morning, the stores are not being attacked. They're still limiting entry, and they've got all their floors marked off. And for instance, at Lidl, they insist that you take a shopping cart because that keeps you 4 feet away from anybody else. Being an old person, I get to go in first between 8 and 9 o'clock, which is great. So basically, things are just very peaceful. Since in Belgium we have fruit stands open and bookstores open, we really don't. I mean, what else do you need? Books and fries. It's great. And then plus, they encourage you to go out and exercise, so you can go out and exercise. That means you don't have to stay inside all the time, and especially since they say they want you to exercise. So basically, so far, it's pretty cool.
Books and fries. What more could one ask for? Thank you very much, Richard Harris. Bruce. The radio show for International Brussels. You are with the Bulletin on Bruss. Let's do a bit of exercise session now. Pop-up yoga concept is a Brussels-based yoga school. They are offering classes online, Corona home workouts on their Facebook page as well. We've put a link to that now on the bulletin.be. If you head over there, you'll see an article about how to keep busy during the shutdown, and the link is there. How about learning some pole dancing? The Brussels Art and Pole School have been offering pole dancing classes for everyone, literally everyone, since 2016. The studio's closed, but they're now doing online tutorials and videos every evening at 6 p.m. Again, details of that on the bulletin.be. There's a really handy website, which is growing by the day, solidaire.brussels, solidaire without an E on the end. Loads of ideas of things to do in these difficult times. It's in French and Dutch, gradually being translated into English as well. You are the city. You are the city. 88.8. Brussels in English, you are with the Bulletin on Bruss. Here is a brand new podcast for you. It is made here in Brussels. It's called Cabin Fever. Owen Walsh from Brussels Beer City has created this podcast. It's kind of like a group therapy session for writers, beer fans, and people just to get together and have a chat about how they're dealing with things. Here's a little preview.
My name is Owen Walsh, and you're listening to Cabin Fever. Less a podcast and more a group therapy session as we attempt to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. Twice a week, I will host a rotating cast of guests from around the world. Writers, brewers, friends and family gathering around a mic where we'll talk about how we are getting through the COVID-induced lockdowns wherever in the world we find ourselves, sharing our hopes, fears, anxieties, and talking through what it's like to be living in unprecedented times. And we'll be doing it all while drinking great local beer. Launching soon on iTunes and all good podcasting platforms. Listen in.
A little preview there of the Cabin Fever podcast recorded here in Brussels. You can listen to it now at beercity.brussels. The Bulletin on Bruss. Don't try going to the Ardennes today. Don't try going to the Flemish coast. Here is our colleague, Lisa Bradshaw, editor-in-chief of Flanders Today. She joins us on Skype to have a bit of a chat about this past week from a Flemish angle and a cultural angle as well. Lisa, how are things going?
You know, for me, the only thing that's really been a kind of a bummer for me is to witness this, how they say in Dutch, hamstering.
Hamstering is a brilliant verb, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it means to hoard. And so the one time that I went to the grocery store since the shutdown of everything, there was a lot of stuff that was sold out that are sort of basic staples like potatoes and onions and toilet paper, of course. And I'd heard about this, but I hadn't actually seen it with my own eyes. And it's kind of shocking when you see empty racks. Like, that's not something we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
So this has been distressing to me. Yeah.
The other thing that struck me is I've seen a few photos of parks full of people sunbathing and picnicking. And maybe we should just remind some of the rules about that. There's exercise and there's lounging. And also about going to the seaside, there's something specific about that, isn't there?
Yeah, so because some people have temporary unemployment, and so they thought, oh, well, we'll take a trip to the coast because it's a lovely day.
Holiday,
but, yeah, but it's not a holiday. That's not why you have time off. So, and actually, there are some roads leading into the coast that the police have set up roadblocks, and they're turning people away who don't live there. So don't go.
So we are all at home. We are all in this together. Our internet bandwidth is being very severely challenged. You can't go out to the cinema or to a museum, but the cinema and museums can come to you. What have been your favourite alternative cultural arrangements that you've discovered so far?
Well, one of the things that's really cool is that, you know, Belgium has a lot of film distributors, and film distributors are the companies that get the new movies into the cinema. So they have decided to put movies that would normally be in the cinemas online. So, because of course the cinemas are closed. So many of the distributors are launching video on demand services until the cinemas are open again. So Belgium has a number of film distributors, and a lot of them have signed up to this, and there are more expected to sign up as the days go by. And right now you can go to Proximus Pix or Voo. I'm going to give you a few more addresses here. Dalton.be, LumièreFilms.be, Universine.be. So these are all film distribution websites in Belgium that are putting new movies online for you to watch. They are €8 each, and you generally have 48 hours to watch the movie. These are distributors that generally work with independent cinemas in Brussels and Belgium, so you might not find like every blockbuster you're looking for, but you will find a lot. And then along with distributors, there are some cinemas who are doing the same thing, the cinemas themselves. So like in Antwerp, Cinema Z and Cartoons have put all the new films that should be playing in their cinemas right now online instead, also €8. One thing to keep in mind is that some of these places are French language oriented and some of them are Dutch language oriented. So do make sure that you know what the language is and what language the subtitles are in before you pay.
Yeah. Museums have been quite innovative as well in offering something for people stuck at home.
Yeah, you might think that's less that's a bit less obvious because movies, everybody's been watching movies on their computers for a long time, but visiting a museum on your computer seems like maybe it's more challenging. But there's an initiative that has been launched called Museum at Home. And if you go to the website brusselsmuseums.be, you will find a huge list of museums who are doing things like virtual tours, talking about the history of their favorite works, talking about their most recent exhibition while sort of guiding you through it. There's all kinds of different things that are going on actually for all ages. And pretty much all of Brussels' biggest museums have signed on to this already. So you've got the Museum of Natural Sciences, the Museums of Fine Arts, the Comics Art Museum, and also the Sewer Museum.
Oh, great.
Which, yeah, it might be actually a more pleasant experience to visit it this way than in real life.
The radio show for International Brussels from my spare room in Skarbek. This is the Bulletin on Bros. Here is an opportunity to buy a beer now and drink it later, once this whole mess has settled down. The brewery Alken Maas have created a campaign basically to help bars and restaurants that are closed until at least the 5th of April. It's called Café Solidaire. Basically, you buy drink vouchers now, the bars and restaurants get the money now, and then you redeem them when the shutdown restrictions have been lifted. This is a website that you need to go to. It's cafesolidaire.be. Café Solidaire, again, without an E on the end, .be. The Bulletin on Bros. We are off now to catch up with Maeve from Bros International. She is at home in Ganshoren with two small children. How has this week been for you, Maeve?
Well, it's certainly been a challenge. I love people. I love going out and about and enjoying the wonderful choice of coffee shops we have in the city. And it's been tricky. It's been very challenging to be confined to such a small space for such a long time, especially with a very energetic toddler who wakes up at 6 a.m. and a brand newborn baby who's just a couple of weeks and who is very hungry all the time and needs to be breastfed. It's been a different week. It's been a challenging week. Luckily, we had a bit of sunshine to make it a little bit better. I'm lucky because I'm actually on maternity leave, so at least I have that time that I can spend with my kids, because my husband, like many, has been working from home. But it must have been so hard, and it must be so hard for parents that are both working and also trying to look after their children. So hats off to everyone. And look, we're all in this together. I think it's just incredible. It's surreal what's happening. It's shocking and tragic to see so many places close, but it's just happening everywhere, and we're all in it together just to flatten the curve, and we're doing the right thing. So whenever this is all over, we'll be back out and about enjoying Brussels, enjoying the cafes and the bars and everything that it has to offer.
Okay, any tips for keeping a toddler entertained during the shutdown?
My little boy, Sean, he's a little bit like me. He likes getting ready and getting out and going out and about. And he's so used to doing that. So this week it's been funny. About 5 times every day, he's proceeded to put on his jacket and his shoes, well, with our help, Buffy. And and head out the front door. Well, try to head out the front door when we keep saying, no, we're not allowed out the front door. But to try and entertain him and appease him, I've taken him on a daily trip to the bakery, which has remained open. And I've taken him for walks. So just walks to the forest nearby, which is great. And that's really good for everyone's well-being and state of mind. I've also tried to create a bit of a plan, a routine, including some songs and some like drawing and stuff for him. But yeah, he's too small really for all that. The most he just likes playing with his cars and lining them up and helping me in the kitchen. But that's tricky because, you know, trying to keep everyone alive and make sure that no knives go flying and stuff. yeah, so it's definitely tricky. I feel like housework has been set aside for now, and I guess a lot of households are doing that because it's just so challenging to look after two kids and also try and do housework and laundry and get dinners on the table. I found this week I was just kind of reshuffling clutter around the sitting room the whole time. So yeah, definitely interesting, challenging times for all.
Cheers, Maeve. That's Maeve from Bruz International. Bruce. We are rapidly running out of time for this week's show. Thank you very much for joining us. Do not forget to give blood if you can. Even during the shutdown, the Red Cross is still in urgent need of blood donations. And if you want to learn something new, then the Francophone and German TV station Arte have provided free access to their educational platform. It's called Educarte. And again, you can find the link to that on the bulletin.be. If you would like to get in touch with us between now and next Sunday, we would love to hear from you. Email webmaster@thebulletin.be. Find us on Twitter _thebulletin. Leave us a Skype message anytime, night or day. Just let us know how you're doing. You just search for The Bulletin on Skype. You'll see our big red logo. That is us. If you need to talk to someone, the Community Help Service helpline is always open to listen. Anonymously, in confidence, 24/7, the number is 02648 4014. That number again, 02648 4014, or search online for Community Help Service. Look after yourselves, and we will catch up, all being well, same time next Sunday.